you don't need me. He had delivered her 3-4 years before. He said, you don't need me, Frank. Everything looks like mother's got it all under control. And he wanted to know. He said, but I better look at it while I'm here. So he took the bandage off and unwound it. Mother had got a spider web off the corner of the house somewhere, and she pinched that place together where it had split it, and she laid that spider web across it, and the blood had congealed, and she held it there until it stuck, and she had it all sealed up, and she had it stopped completely, wasn't bleeding a bit. So he looked at it.
What would you use to sharpen that axe with?
We had a regular old grindstone. We'd turn it, one of the other children would turn it. I'd hold it on the grindstone until I got it sharp.
What about knives? How would you sharpen those?
There was a file taker. Dad always said a file took the metal out of the iron. He never would let me use a file on it. We'd use a file on other things. Never use it on the axe unless you gapped it. If you hit a nail or something, you gapped the hole in it, and it was way down in there, then you had to file it. But as far as the edge of it is concerned, you get it a lot sharper on one of those grindstones. Grindstones are made out of stone.
Would you use those with knives too?
Yeah, you sharpen your knives on it. You sharpen it all like that. Put a little water on it, add water in the bottom of it. And as you turn it, the water would go through the water, come up into the damp, and hold the thing on. Take quite a while to sharpen an axe like it ought to be. You know, you can put an edge on one if it, and you knock the edge off one right quick.
We talked about sharpening things. You ever use one of those old straight razors? What'd you use to sharpen that with?
I never did probably use one. I always called it a strap. A lot of people call it stropping. I never did use the word stropping. I never did think it was proper. But I tried to use a straight razor. I bought one when I first started shaving. And I could use it pretty well. But I couldn't keep it sharp. So I went down and bought a Gillette. It was the same as a straight razor, made like a straight razor, with a blade on each side of it, instead of just on one side. And a handle just like a regular razor, and I used that until I was pretty near grown. But a lot of the boys used regular razors. I remember running it, my dad, he had a fine razor. When I was too little to know any better, I got the thing out, tried to cut something with it, and I ruined it. I didn't get a licking, but I guess I was too small to realize what I was doing. I had an indication on all that and very careful with it. Wiped it, kept it clean, kept it in a special drawer, along with this tobacco. That was a forbidden drawer. You didn't dare touch it, daddy. So I went in there and got that thing out one day and got to looking at it, and I decided I'd sharpen it. I like to cut a strap in too. And I broke the thing off. He didn't have enough money to borrow another one. So he'd go a week without a shave. Saturday night, he'd go around town, barbershop, squander 20 cents on a shave. Sunday, he looked like a different man.